Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, April 8th, 2024. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you, David?
I'm good. I'm doing better than you,
I'm
guess.
I'm choking this morning, man.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. We're good. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, the big news today, there's a total solar eclipse going across North America, impacting at 11:15 a.m., ending at 1:45, and it's going to be across 15 states in the U.S. It's not going to be a totality path where we are. Of course, we had totality in the annular eclipse that happened this fall, but it will be partially viewable from the area.
Yeah, and 65% covered, so a not an insignificant eclipse, just not what we may have thought we were getting used to last October, but a big event across much of the country, and it will be an event here. I think you may see some impact from it. It peaks at 12:30. I think 12:32 in our part of the country is where it'll have the most impact. As we learned back in October, they're kind of remarkable, but you don't want to look directly at an eclipse. It'll burn your eyes. So
yeah.
Get your little box or do a shadow box or wear your glasses.
Yep.
Awful lot of glasses in the area. Maybe they were thrown in the garbage, but dig those out and use those glasses. It should be a pretty fun day.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, you can do permanent damage to your eyes. You know, there are folks that were blinded, you know, looking at the eclipse. That happened in Idaho and in Wyoming a couple years back. There was a total eclipse, and so there's definitely some danger there. To look directly at the eclipse can literally blind you. So make sure you get some glasses, or that you like you say. There are some other things you can do to make that you can look at the eclipse. Like Bill said, you can cut these holes in this box, and I would recommend finding some glasses if you really want to look at it. But, you know, with that as well, there's different practices and different cultures related to whether you can view the eclipse or not. And some local indigenous tribes, including the Navajo Nation and Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, likely won't be participating in the eclipse, as far as they'll have their traditional values. They'll be fasting and maybe not, you know, spending
laying
time
low
at home. Yeah. So anyway, so that may impact some services, you know, in the area. I know UNHS put out a statement that they're going to be open and still operating during those times, but other businesses may be impacted by it during the eclipse this morning and early afternoon. So anyways, that's happening again. The totality path goes through Texas and up into the northeast part of the U.S. So we won't have that totality, won't have that same visitation that we had in October. But there will be some impacts today, and most importantly, don't let it be the day that you blinded yourself. You know, April 8th should just go on and not be a day that you think back, oh yeah, that was the day that I looked at the sun and now I can't see anymore. So anyways.
Yeah, and I think one of the funnest things we did during the eclipse back in October was our eclipse music. We had about 3 hours of music. And so you may hear some of that today, but you don't want to be blinded by the light.
Mm-mm.
By Manfred Mann.
You do not. You do not. So, yeah, be...
Because there's a bad moon rising.
That's true.
So if you have time, just soak up the sun. And don't let the sun go down on me.
He's not going to stop, I think, until so I've got to jump in here.
Well, there's sunshine on my shoulders.
It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Looking at some news, you may have noticed the La Quinta Hotel being built in the Shonto area. It's just off the the highway there, US 160 and the intersection of 160 and Arizona Route 98. Navajo Nation President Boone Igren announced an approval of an additional $3.4 million in ARPA funds to finish Phase 3 construction of the 82-room hotel. That is moving forward, and again, be a nice place to stay. Navajo Nation Council Delegate Herman Daniels Jr. represents Shonto, of course, as well as his home chapter of Oljeto, represents Navajo Mountain as well. He acknowledged President Nygren for getting involved with projects like the hotel to support employment during in the remote community. He says that the president's doing a lot for the Western Agency and the Navajo Nation. Of course, that was a project that was started under former Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez, who's from the Shonto chapter, but project moving forward, and be a nice place to stay there in Shonto. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area this morning. We'll take a quick break and be back with more of those items. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on 92.7.
Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where the excitement never stops. Join us for 444 Fridays. Every hour, one lucky winner wins in $400 free play, plus 400 drawing entries and 400 gift points. Rolling in free play. One winner every hour will win $400 in free play. Saturdays in April, enter our $28,000 free play giveaway with chances from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. to win up to $1,000. Local appreciation on Thursdays. Come feel the thrill all April long at Ute Mountain Casino.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatia, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main, next to the Best Western.
Everything you need for the season is at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. All month long, save big on select varieties of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Programs. Buy one, get one free on mix and match bags of KT Bird Food. Come check out the great deals on select Ace Yard and Garden Tools. Plus, discounts on Eco Lawn Equipment and all the grills in stock. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, April 8th, 2024, 9:18 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And Bill,
I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
Yeah,
today.
Bill got a hold of the music log somehow, and he's playing his eclipse music. Again, that's happening this morning, early afternoon, about 11:15-ish to 1:45-ish, impacting the area. So
12:30, the apex of it.
Yep.
And you got to be careful. You don't want to quote Jackson Brown and have to say, "Doctor, my eyes."
Yeah. Yep. You don't want that. So be careful out there. Again, that's a one-day-only event. It seems like, again, we had, you know, the total eclipse up in Idaho and Wyoming, and I want to say it was around 2017. You know, we had the annular eclipse here in the area. We got this one going on. It seems like they happen all the time, but turns out, actually, this is going to be the last one in North America until 2044. So if
in all of North America, too, path of totality or annularity or whatever we called it back in October. That's a pretty rare thing. So I hope they enjoy it, and I hope the clouds cooperate today.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, that's if you're over talking about solar eclipses, you think, man, these happen all the time. It has been lately, but again, you're going to have a break till 2044. And then I think that one's going to come up pretty close to the to the Moab area. So, so you'll have time to prepare, I guess. Hold on to your glasses. Well, I don't know. Your glasses. They may not be as good by then. So you probably want to get some.
Oh, they may deteriorate over 20 years.
I don't know for certain. You know, you may want to talk to your local solar eclipse expert, but I would say, maybe don't just hold on to those others.
Today's the day. You better do it. Light my fire by the doors. That's what we do today.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Lots of items for you this morning. Taking a look at some of that news. News out of Southwest Memorial Hospital in Cortez, where they made an announcement of their new CFO, Adam Conley, the new Chief Financial Officer, previously served as a CFO of Kuhn Memorial Hospital in Dalhart, Texas, and as the corporate director of the business in Little Rock, Arkansas. Southwest Health Systems announced the hiring of their new Chief Financial Officer last week, and Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal has got a report on that. The hospital is excited for the announcement of Adam Conley's appointment, saying that he brings a wealth of experience in accounting and finance as a licensed CPA. So new CFO there at Southwest Memorial Hospital in Cortez. And you can read more about that in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news items, things happening in the Red Rock listening area. San Juan Public Health wants folks to know that Women, Infants, and Child's program is going to be in Monticello this week on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the east parking lot of the County Administration Building. And you can schedule appointments by calling 587-3838. Again, that's a really popular program in the area and a program that more folks are registered for, the more funds are available for that program to provide nutrition and needed essentials for women, infants, and children. So you can find more about that online at sanjuanpublichealth.org/WIC, W-I-C. But again, they normally have appointments in Blanding, but they're trying to reach out at least once a month to communities in San Juan County, and they'll be in Monticello on Wednesday. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings this morning throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, a celebration of life for Claudia Bissett, age 70, of Moab, will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. at Spanish Valley Mortuary. A celebration of life for Cortez resident Julie Ann Whiteley will be held on Sunday, May 5th, at 400 North Mildred Avenue in Cortez. She passed away on March 27th. Graveside services for Palmer Black will be held at noon on Thursday, June 20th at the Blanding City Cemetery. Palmer, age 84, passed away in Cortez on March 2nd. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those at this time. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings here on 92.7.
Meet Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7 FM. It's Monday, April 8th, 2024, 9:27 a.m. on this Monday morning. Bill Boyle and David Boyle in the studio. What you got for us this morning, Bill?
Well, that song we just heard, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, by Starship, was the number one song 37 years ago today, 1987. It was the theme of the romantic comedy Mannequin. Became the first number one single by songwriter Diane Warren. And at the time, it made Grace Slick, who sang for Starship, she was 47 years old, the oldest woman to have a number one single in the United States. That's horrifying to me. 47 isn't old.
No.
I guess it's old from some perspectives. But,
for music producers, maybe.
Anyway, that's a great... Go ahead.
Mannequin, I've never heard of that in my entire life.
But you've heard that song.
I've heard that song, yeah. What was Mannequin? Do you know what Mannequin was?
It was about a mannequin who came to life. And if I remember correctly, this a person who did mannequin windows in big stores in New York, and the mannequin came to life, and she was magical.
Wow.
Nothing's going to stop us now, except maybe the New York City mannequin officials who shut everything down.
Dang, man, they'll get you. Well, that I've never seen that, but that does remind me. There was a movie when I was a kid called Life Size about a doll who came to life. That was a good movie. But I never heard of Mannequin. So, but they got a good song out of it, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, 37 years later, no one's heard of the movie, but they certainly know that song. That's a song we hear on Red Rock, quite a bit. Of course, today, the big day, we've mentioned it before, and we'll probably mention it again, the big solar eclipse across most of the country today, zone of totality across the southeast U.S. and the Atlantic coast, 65% of totality here in the Red Rock country, so there'll be an impact from it, but not quite as what it is if you're in Dallas or Buffalo. Or I heard like 55 million Americans are in the zone of totality, so it's
going to be a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. It starts at 11:22, peaks at 12:30, all gone by 1:44. And don't forget to use your glasses. You don't want to damage your eyes. Come on, people. You don't want to have this day forever singed in your brain and in your corneas.
It was interesting. I saw a thing online, someone talking about, you know, eclipses, and, you know, again, we're kind of maybe over them a little bit in the area because they've been happening so frequently, or you might be tempted to think that, but someone made the point that, you know, if aliens were out there and there's international space travel, there would be tourists from other parts of the galaxy to come see this, because it's such a rare thing that the moon could be such a size that it would also pass in front of the sun and block it out. Yeah, they say it's a pretty rare thing, you know, galactically. So it's a cool deal. Again, it's going to impact the area, and you know, it's going to last just a few minutes, but kind of a wild thing.
Yeah, it really is. Of course, the moon is passing between the sun and the earth, and it's the shadow of the moon. And back in October, the moon wasn't large enough to cover the entire sun, so we had this annular eclipse, or a ring of fire eclipse. This is a total eclipse. This is not a Johnny Cash eclipse. It's a Bonnie Tyler eclipse today.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, kind of an interesting day. I hope those of you who enjoy eclipses and enjoy the day, because, you know, isn't it going to be a while before it happens? Corey Hart said, "I wear my sunglasses at night." Sunglasses won't help with an eclipse. Don't be putting on your sunglasses and staring at the sun. You need to have those eclipse glasses. So, birthdays today. It's Robin Wright's birthday. She's 58 years old. I read a bio about her, and it mentioned that she was in Santa Barbara, some soap opera TV show, yawn. Didn't mention that her greatest accomplishment, she'll always be known, at least in my mind, as the title role in one of the greatest movies ever. She was Princess Buttercup in The Princess Bride. So happy birthday to Robin Wright. Julian Lennon is 61 years old today. He was a little boy. He was with his dad. Started to cry. He was a tiny little boy. And cry. And so his dad's business partner picked up his guitar. His name was Paul McCartney. And he sang to him, tried to calm him. He said, hey, this little song that he started called Hey Jules. I'm singing to this little boy. It became Hey Jude by the Beatles. So happy birthday to Julian Lennon. John Schneider, who played Bo Duke in The Dukes of Hazzard, 64 years old today. Birthdays today locally for Cole Johnson, Jackie Latham, Austin Jorgensen, Jake Critcheldorf, and Alex McBride. And of course, we just had weekend birthdays for a bunch of people. Colleen Jones, Denise Peterson, Brian Adams, Jane Burton, Jerrica Redd, Wes Buffington, Cheryl Ayers, Letty A.O., Warren William Spitzer, and T.J. Spitzer. Hope you had a wonderful birthday over the weekend, and you have a great birthday if your birthday's today. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com. A couple other things that happened today in history. Hank Aaron hit his 715th career home run on this day in 1974, breaking Babe Ruth's record. That was a day that he ended up with 755. Final episode of All in the Family aired on CBS on this day in 1979. Kind of interesting. It's Buddha's birthday. On this day, most practitioners of Buddhism, in Japan at least, celebrate the birth of the Buddha, who lived in India sometime between the 6th and 4th century. So it's Buddha's birthday on April 8th. That's it.
Right on. Well, happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope it's a great one. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the area. We're going to take a break, send you to the job fair, and be back with the sports reports here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. for employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist and an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomal role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Did you know Utah State University Health Professions has programs for many of the fastest growing healthcare careers in the nation? USU's instructors have years of real world experience in the medical field and bring that knowledge to the classroom. State-of-the-art training equipment prepares USU students to hit the ground running as they enter the workforce. USU Health Professions is designed to be flexible for students who are working, have families, or other commitments. Learn what it takes to pursue a career in healthcare. Visit healthprofessions.usu.edu today.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Here comes the sun. Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, April 8th, 2024. 9:43 a.m. Let's take a look at the local sports report now. Looking at the weekend, we'll start with Friday, where Montezuma Cortez baseball team was beat by Grand Junction Central 11-6. And on the softball diamond, San Juan's softball team beat North Sevier 20-2 and 22-6 in a doubleheader. And also Montezuma Cortez beat Ignacio 9-0 in soccer. Taking a look at Saturday over the weekend, Dove Creek got two wins over Grand Valley on the baseball diamond, 12-5 and 16-0. And Montezuma Cortez baseball team lost a close one to Cannon City, 11-10. And that's it for the local sports report. Taking a look at the regional report now, looking at our NBA teams. I know they were busy this weekend. Give me a second to look all these up. Starting on Friday, looks like Utah Jazz defeated by the Clippers, 131-102. Phoenix Suns beating the Minnesota Timberwolves on Friday. On Saturday, the Denver Nuggets beat the Atlanta Hawks, 142 points to 110. It's a lot of points there for the Nuggets. Leading scorer, though, was Kentavious Caldwell-Pope with just 24 points, so pretty balanced win there for Denver on Saturday. Looking at Sunday, the Phoenix Suns were beat by the New Orleans Pelicans, 113-105, and the Utah Jazz, they beat the Golden State, no, excuse me, they lost to the Golden State Warriors, 118-110. Looks like no games scheduled today in the NBA. Taking a look at regional baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks are still second in the NL West, but their record is now a losing record of 4-6 as they got swept in Atlanta by the Braves, losing all three games. They're in Denver today, taking on the Rockies, that opening pitch at 6:40. And speaking of the Rockies, again, they also played a weekend series, got one win against the Tampa Bay Rays, but lost twice as well. And again, they're hosting the Diamondbacks tonight, 6:40 p.m. is that opening pitch. Of course, I've also lost our regional teams in NCAA quite a few rounds ago, but last night, South Carolina finished an undefeated season, beat Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes in the Women's Championship. And then tonight, UConn and Purdue playing here in the Red Rock area in Glendale.
Just two standing. Yeah, it's in Glendale, isn't it? So who's your pick?
I got UConn. I have UConn in my bracket, and so...
From day one?
Uh-huh.
So yep. You picked UConn to win the national championship 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, they're the clear number one team, and yeah, it was a chalky pick, but hey, they're still in it, so...
Yeah, so... And Purdue's awfully good. They're two dominant teams, that's for sure. Boy, there were a lot of number ones who are on the sideline watching on TV tonight, but these are the two teams. It seems the dominant big men are the...
Yeah.
Maybe what's going to make the difference.
Yeah. How well Zach Edey can play for Purdue. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Should be a good game tonight. That's at 7:20. And I was shocked. You know, I figured I've got, you know, family down in the Phoenix area. So I looked at, you know, what tickets are for. You know, they play in Glendale in that big football arena. You know, UConn and Purdue are quite a ways away from Phoenix. I wondered if you could get tickets cheap. Cheapest tickets I saw were $110, and you definitely can't see anything from up there either. So, man, people travel for that Final Four, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. They hold it in a big NFL stadium every year and create a basketball court out of what's designed to be a football arena or a Taylor Swift arena or something. But, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I saw Michael Jordan play once in the Kingdom in Seattle, and it was really cool. When he shot a free throw, 80,000 flashbulbs all went off at the same time. I guess that tells you how old I am. But yeah, basketball in a football arena is a different animal.
Yeah, yep. Well, that'll be good. Again, that's tonight if you want to check that out. That's going to do it for the local sports report and the regional sports report. Really glad that you joined us this morning. So that'll do it for the show. Really glad that you joined us. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.